Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
I was running along the trail this morning and connecting to the elementals that were around me, just dancing along the edge of the forest and by the foxgloves. And it came into my mind, into my awareness, as I was communicating with them about that old saying that there's no such word as can't. And it's quite funny, really, because I remember my grandmother saying to me, there's no such word as can't. Can't means won't. And at the time, that's how I'd accepted it. I'd accepted that if you say you can't do something, then it means you won't do something. But as I was running this morning and communicating with the elementals, it just occurred to me from what they were communicating was that actually, when you're saying you can't do something, you're not even saying you won't, but you're saying that you can do something else. So, not wanting to go down the rabbit hole, but going down it anyway, just think about that for a moment. If you say, no, I can't do that, what you're actually confirming to yourself is that you can do the opposite. Even if that's taking no action, you're choosing, or you can take no action. So really, the word can't doesn't exist. Just dwell on that for a moment and be curious into it. And if the word can't doesn't exist, and in actual fact it's only different versions of can, then just see how that opens up and how expansive it is when it comes into your awareness, because you're always choosing that you can do something, you can do this, you can choose to do nothing. So just perhaps for the next few days, be really curious into that and just observe how your mind, or a repeat pattern, if it comes up about you can't do it, or you can't face it, or you can't handle it, or any versions of can't, it's too much, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not that, it's not this, it's not that. Just observe it and think, well, hang on a minute, what story is playing out here? And in actual fact, where's the can? And just focus on the can. And it's really massive for me. And the words that really come into mind is, if it's I can, if your affirmation is I can, then the next word is how. So it's a real fun game to play, to connect to your soul and just communicate with your inner self and say, okay, I can, show me how. And really be curious into that. And it'd be really great to hear some of your feedback and your experiences with that. So my website that you can connect eventually, I keep saying at the end of my podcast, connect to me through centeredresonance.com. And it will eventually be up and running. But until then, if you want to reach out to me through my blog site, which is karwin.co.uk, then that would be awesome. And also you can connect to me through my Kaiomiya website, which is Kaiomiya, K-A-I-A, M for mother, E-A, .co.uk. You can contact me through there. And it would be amazing to hear some of your experiences. And maybe we can share them on the next podcast. So with that in mind, and having that sense of being open to what you can do and open to expanding your possibility and unfolding that, then I'd like to take you through this activation, which this week again is from Pan and the elementals. So as long as you're not driving, if you'd like to gently make yourself comfortable and close your eyes and bring your attention to the top of your head. And focusing on the top of your head, the first colour that comes into your awareness, imagine that you can see and sense coloured light gently flowing down through your face, flowing down through and around your eyes, through and around your jaw. And as the light travels down your body, it eases away any tension, melting away any strain, gently flowing into your shoulder muscles. Just for a moment, focus on your shoulder muscles. And imagine that you can see the coloured light flowing into those muscles. The coloured light easing away any tension. And your shoulder muscles responding, becoming limp and loose. As any tension gently melts away. As the light flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. And then slowly and gently flows down through your body. Just using your imagination, have an awareness and observe the light as it flows down your body, down your legs and into your feet. And as the light reaches your feet, it starts to extend through your feet and forms the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Just using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense the roots going deeper and deeper into the ground beneath you. Each time you breathe out, your roots go deeper and deeper, connecting you to the strength of Mother Earth beneath you. Deeper and deeper. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see or sense your roots growing and extending, stretching and expanding through all the layers of the earth, through and around crystals and caverns, through and around underground waterfalls and rivers. And as you connect to Mother Earth in this way, have an awareness of how vast and awesome she is, of all the worlds within worlds, of all the different realms within the earth, the physical realms and the elemental realms. And just have a sense of that strength and that support being offered to you. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. Take another deep breath in and release it slowly, letting go of any remaining tension, feeling the strength and support of Mother Earth beneath your feet. And deep down in the center of the earth is a core of crystalline light. As you connect to that light, the first colour that you think of, imagine that you can see and sense the coloured light flowing back up through your roots into your feet. Following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the coloured light flows into your feet. Your feet may tingle, become warm, as that coloured crystalline energy flows higher, flowing up your legs into your base chakra. Just for a moment, focus on your base chakra and imagine that you can see it as an orb of energy. And as the crystalline light flows into that orb of energy, that orb of energy becomes more vibrant. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see that energy sparkling and glowing with light as the orb becomes larger and lighter. And as your base chakra is activated, have an awareness of being even more connected to the planet and to Mother Earth beneath you. As slowly and gently the crystalline light flows higher into your sacral. Again, imagine that you can see and sense your sacral chakra. picturing your sacral as an orb of energy. And as the crystalline light flows into that orb, it becomes larger and more vibrant. Just take a deep breath in and out, and have an awareness of your sacral opening and expanding. And if any emotions bubble to the surface, just allow them to drift away. As slowly and gently, the light flows higher into your solar plexus. And as the light reaches your solar plexus, it does exactly the same, opening and activating. Just using your imagination, imagine that you can see your solar plexus as like the sun or a star. And as the crystalline energy flows into your solar plexus, it sends light all around you, like rays of the sun or rays of a star. And using your imagination, just follow that flow of light as it flows all around you, above you and below you, surrounding you in a sense of calm and well-being. Just take a deep breath in and breathe that sense of calm and well-being into your body, consciously connecting to it. And slowly and gently breathe out, feeling that deep sense of peace and serenity. As slowly and gently, the light flows higher into your heart chakra. Again, using your imagination, imagine that you can see your heart chakra as an orb of light. And as the crystalline energy flows into your heart chakra, it opens and activates, sending shimmering light again all around your body, above you and below you. And smile, feeling yourself opening and expanded, connected to all things, as gently the light flows higher into your throat chakra. Just for a moment, focus on your throat chakra. And again, imagine that you can see and sense the orb of light, and the crystalline energy opens and activates this throat chakra, allowing for the true expression of who you are, true expression of your core authentic self. And as your throat chakra is opened and activated, the crystalline energy flows down your arms into your hands and fingers, and then flows up your neck into your higher chakras, your brow and your crown, opening and activating those higher energy centers, connecting you to your wisdom, your potential, your soul purpose, and opening and activating your connection to your true self as a multidimensional being. Your entire body now filled and filling with that beautiful light from Mother Earth. The light soaking into every cell and fibre of your physical body. And at the same time, it starts to shine out all around you. Just take a few deep breaths in and release them slowly, allowing your energy to become accustomed to any shift and change. Any thoughts or emotions bubble to the surface, just allow them to drift away, giving yourself permission to be calm and still. Then gently using your imagination, I would like you to picture yourself walking along a beach. Just use your imagination and have a sense of the sand beneath your feet and of walking barefoot in the sand. Maybe you want to gently move your toes and really connect to that feeling of the sand being beneath your feet, massaging your feet. It's been a warm day and the sand feels warm, soothing and comforting. Just using your imagination, really focus on that feeling of being connected to the sand. Above you, the sky is blue, and the warmth from the sun soaks into your body. Gently, you bring your attention to the beach and to the sea. And just for a moment, connect to the sea. Have an awareness of how it mirrors the blue of the sky. And when you turn and face out across the water, it's very difficult to distinguish the horizon because the sea and the sky seem to merge. Almost a continuation, the sky flowing into the water and vice versa. Just for a moment, stand and breathe in that fresh, fragrant air, the feeling of expansiveness. And using your imagination, outstretch your arms and really embrace that feeling of freedom. And as you connect to the water and the air, open your heart chakra and consciously send energy from your heart center out across the water and out to the sky. And have an awareness of the sensation of wings, your own wings opening behind you. You may want to gently move your shoulders. Have an awareness of energy, rays of light flowing out from your spine, either side of your body. And have a feeling of how expansive and open that you are. And as you gaze across the water, you notice how the light from the sun catches on the surface and where the waves gently break and ripple across the surface of the water. The light appears to create jewels, shimmering diamonds of light. Have a sense of joy and magic as you observe the light dancing and playing with the water, creating these jewels of light. And as you observe the light, you may well find that the lights become more intense and you become aware of water and air elementals dancing on the surface of the water, playing with the light. Picture yourself smiling as slowly you see through the veil and become aware of these elementals. Again, opening and focusing on your heart chakra, send energy to the elementals, energy of love. And as you do, their joy and the sense of magic becomes even more intense. The elementals notice you and invite you to join them. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of your wings and have an awareness of that energy opening and expanding and of how light you feel. And you find that you're able to easily cross the surface of the water. And as you do, the sparks of light and the jewels of light created by the sun become even more intense, as though you're actually walking along a ground of jewels, but jewels that are soft, coloured lights. Picture yourself smiling as you begin to dance and swirl with the elementals, full of laughter and joy. And as you dance and share this space with the elementals, one elemental will hold out their hand and offer you a shell. using your imagination, have an awareness of what the shell looks like. It may be a shell you recognize, or it may be completely different, something from a different dimension. In your mind, offer your gratitude and thanks and receive the shell. And knowing that everything is energy, take the shell and gently place it around your neck. And feel that energy flowing and soaking into your body. You may find the shell disappears into your energy field, or it may seem to hang around your neck like a necklace. And then gently and slowly make your way back across the surface of the water until you're standing back on the sand. The elementals wave and smile, and gently point along the beach, where the forest and the trees grow right down to the shoreline. The elementals encouraging you to explore the trees. So taking your time, gently make your way across the sand to where the first few trees start to grow near the shoreline, near the water. And you'll become aware of a track that leads through the trees. To begin with, the track is sand. And then slowly it becomes soft soil and moss. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of the moss beneath your feet. Just feel how soft and soothing and cool the moss is. And as you walk through the trees, have an awareness of the tree trunks and the patterns on the bark. And above you, the canopy of leaves. Notice how the sun sends shards of light through the leaves that dance all around the track and on the tree trunks. And you have a deep sense of connecting to the magic and mystery of this forest. Your feet appear to be on solid ground, but you also know you're walking in a different dimension. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of the energy flow through the trees. Opening your heart chakra, you may have a sense of colour. You may see creatures you recognise. You may see elementals. Whatever it is that you see and sense, send energy and love as you make your way through the trees. Eventually, the track opens out to where the water is cascading down an escarpment. And in a pool at the bottom of the waterfall is a beautiful dragon. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of the dragon and of how it shows itself to you. Just have an awareness of its size and colour. And the dragon tells you that Pan has sent it to remind you to connect to your own sense of self-worth. If you have any questions or it brings up any curiosity, then using your imagination, picture yourself asking the dragon what this means and how this relates to yourself. The dragon explains, it's from the element of earth. and that Pan has asked it to activate and open the element of earth within yourself. Opening and activating your base chakra, deepening your connection to earth, deepening your connection to yourself, and also deepening your connection to the magic elemental realm. For earth is the element of growth, earth the element of abundance. Earth and the base chakra often being overlooked when it comes to spiritual growth and transformation. Dragon gently raises its head and breathes out slowly. And as it does, it sends shimmering light codes into the air all around you. You smile and feel the love and connection with the dragon. And just observe the light codes as they flow around your body. And some or all of the light codes may resonate with you. Just using your imagination, picture which light codes you choose to reach out with your hands and just gently move your hands and move the air, drawing the light codes into your body. You can choose to receive however many you wish. The dragon takes another deep breath in and breathes out more light codes. And again, select which one or select all of them and really breathe them into your own body and have an awareness of them going into your base chakra. Energetic codes of light, opening and activating and expanding your energy field. And then opening your heart center, send love to the dragon and thank it. The dragon inclines its head and responds by saying, "You're welcome." It also says that Pan will send another dragon and other energy to help you. But for now, the work is complete and the activation and assimilation has to take place with what you've just received. So using your imagination again, thank the dragon. And if you wish, just step closer and the pool of water at the bottom of the waterfall, just gently bathe your face and hands and really feel the energy and the vitality from the water flowing into your skin, into your body. And then gently start to make your way back along the track through the trees, away from the waterfall. Again, have an awareness of the moss beneath your feet. And as you walk through the trees, slowly the moss gives way to the sand until you find yourself again walking on the sand and leaving the trees behind you, you step back out onto the beach. Just using your imagination, have an awareness again of the sand and the water and the sky and really feel the sand beneath your toes. Gently moving your toes and using your imagination, moving your toes through the sand, really connecting to Mother Earth beneath you. And picture yourself smiling and standing tall and strong. The rays of light shining out from your spine as you stand strong in your sovereign power, totally connected to who you are. And totally and completely connected to Mother Earth. take a deep breath in and really bring your awareness back into your body. Feeling that energy flow within every cell and fiber of your form. And slowly and gently bringing your attention into your body. When you're able, gently move your fingers, move your toes, and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Activation, bringing your attention back. That activation has brought up a lot of orange energy. So it's releasing creativity and also bringing to the surface situations and experiences where perhaps you've been overthinking or overdoing. Maybe you've got caught up in being practical and organizing to the expense of your own spontaneity and creativity. So be aware that that activation will move that. So have an awareness over the next few days, situations where you have unwittingly perhaps got yourself tied up by overthinking or got yourself stuck by overanalyzing or maybe taking on too much. And remembering what we said at the beginning, just be aware of the I can. So if there's situations where you felt that you've got yourself stuck and you're feeling that you can't, there's things you can't do, then remember the question, I can, show me how. And maybe do some automatic writing or see what bubbles up by way of response. So have fun playing with that. And it'd be great if you do reach out to me and let me know how you're getting on with these activations. And I look forward to being with you next week and working with you on another activation that I really feel is going to follow on from this one. It's a message I got when we were downloading that. So take care, have fun, and I will speak to you soon. Much love. Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.